Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ty. May I assist you?
I beg your pardon.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ty. How may I assist you?
Is this the Green Ape CBCD company?
This is a call center that works with over 100 products and companies, sir. To better assist you, can I start by giving you a zip code?
60645.
And your first and last name, sir?
Brad Nitschke.
Okay, Mr. Nitschke. Well, can you verify your shipping address for me?
2910 West Jarvis Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60645.
Okay. What can I help you with today, sir?
Apparently, somebody without my authorization sent me an order of Green Ape CBD gummies. Now, I haven't opened the package yet because I, you know, did not order them.
Okay, sir. So, can you verify your shipping address one more time for me?
Yes, it's 2910 West Jarvis, J as in Jim, A-R, V as in Victor, I-S, Avenue, Chicago, 60645.
Okay, and what's the last four of your card number, sir?
I'm sorry?
What's the last four of your card number?
I'm not sure what number you're asking for.
The last four of your card number.
Would that be the order number?
The last four of your card number that was used on the shipment.
Oh, the card number. I'm so sorry. It's 7014.
So we're saying that it's a fraudulent charge that you didn't.
Yes, I did not. I did not order these. They were just sent.
So you didn't order them on November the 8th.
I ordered one order on November the 8th, and that one came. This one came on December the 23rd.
Okay, give me just a moment, sir.
You can understand my surprise.
Yes, sir, I do understand. It looks like you were set into a reoccurring monthly subscription.
Oh, well, that is not what I understood at all. I understood it to be a one-time order.
Okay, let's see. Leave me just a moment, so I'm putting you on a brief hold, okay?
All right.
Okay, sir, what I can do for you today, I can offer you a 35% refund, and the product is yours to keep.
I would just prefer to send them back.
Okay, I'm going to put you on another brief hold, sir, while I look more into the system, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I spoke to my supervisor, and what we can do for you is give you a 50% refund, and the product is yours to keep.
Well, I've already called Target, and so they're disputing the charge because I didn't order them.
Okay, so I do understand.
You
say the store Target?
I'm sorry?
You say the Target, the store is disputing?
Well, it's a Target MasterCard.
Oh, okay, I do understand. Okay, so what I can do for you, I can issue out this RMA number, and you can ship them back. You can repackage, ship them back to us, and have the RMA number written on the front of the box visible next to the shipping address. And once we receive the product, we'll issue out a full refund, okay?
Okay, what is the number you're going to give me?
Okay, that is D as in dog.
Dog, okay.
8, C as in cat, just 1-8, C as in cat, F as in Frank, F as in Fred, F as in fat, 7, A as in Adam, 5-0, A as in apple, and 0.
Okay, I don't think I got all that. Let me just repeat it to you. So the number you gave me was D as in dog, the number 8, then C as in cat, then F as in Frank, then another F as in Frank, and what's the next one?
Another F.
So 3 F's in a row, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7, then A as in apple, then mm-hmm. 5, then 0, then A, then 0.
Yes, sir.
And what number is that? What is that for?
That is the number. That's the RMA number to put back on the package. Once we receive the package, you'll be issued a full refund. Okay, and do you have the return address?
It's the RNA number.
The RMA number. You have to put that on the front of the box. The package
okay.
that you yeah, the package that you're shipping back to us, you put that on the front of the box and ship it back to us in a new package. You have to pay the shipping and the cost. So you have to go to the post office. And
the
ship
RMA
it back to
number is the number you gave me, D8CFFF7A50. A, 0, and that's,
mm-hmm.
What does RMA stand for?
It's just a return number.
That's a return number, and send it to Green Ape CBD P.O. Box. It looks like 153201-1447.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa, Florida. 33684.
Yes, sir.
So it has to be reboxed?
Yes,
I didn't
sir.
Open it.
Yes, sir, it had to be reboxed. They're not going to accept the package that we sent back, so you have to send us back and pay the shipping and handling, sir.
Okay, well, I know this is not your fault, so I'm not angry at you, but, you know, The credit card company is already on a dispute for this, so.
Okay, if they dispute it, sir, then once we receive the package, we will not receive a refund from us. But once we receive the package, if we receive the package in the next few days of the shipment, then you'll receive a refund from us.
All right. All right. Well, I won't be able to mail it today or tomorrow, so.
Yes,
sir,
I understand.
You know, the first I'll probably be able to mail it is Monday.
Yes, sir. As long as we receive our package for the next 7 business days, you're fine.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Give me just a moment.
Do I need anything else from you?
Give me just a moment.
Okay.
So I can make sure I have everything down in on your accounts to make sure you get your refund when you return the package.
And please do. I did not make a recurring order when I first ordered this. I only ordered it as a one-time thing. So please cancel anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I let them know that once we receive the package, you receive a refund. Okay. Well, you have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.